A new study on Cook Inlet vessel traffic is giving planners a clear idea of what the waterway's future will look like. The research is part of a larger risk assessment study, which could lead to new laws or improvements at Cook Inlet ports. Tara Bicknell has more on the study, which is currently out for public comment.
Tim Robertson with Planning Group Nuka Research says there are fewer tankers and bulk carriers moving through Cook Inlet now following the closure of a Nikiski plant and drop in wood products leaving the inlet. But he calls overall vessel traffic consistent over the last decade.
The major things that we found is that there are about 500 deep draft vessels that come and go out of Cook Inlet every year, and about 200 barge transits within Cook Inlet every year.
The vessel traffic study, released to the public for comment this month, shows today's traffic to be a slight increase over 2006. It also showed the highest amount of the area's vessel activity to be in Ketchumack Bay, primarily due to ships awaiting a marine pilot or Coast Guard inspection.
One of the things that's fairly unique about Cook Inlet compared to other ports is that about 80% of our deep draft traffic is based on 15 vessels that come and go, and those vessels are vessels like Tote and Sealand ships that come and go to Anchorage, the Alaska Marine Highway ferries that come and go to Southern Cook Inlet, and then the tankers that come and go to the Tesoro plant.
The recently released study analyzing marine traffic is an initial task for a much larger project, developing a risk assessment plan for Cook Inlet, which could result in new legislation or physical changes to the waterway. Jerry Rombach is with Cook Inlet Regional Citizens Advisory Council, one of 13 groups represented in the team tasked with making recommendations for risk mitigation in the inlet. He says the 52-page traffic study that was presented to the team late last month includes a forecast of vessel traffic over the next decade. It projects a flat or moderate increase and changes in cargo, vessels, and fuel types.
Those are all critical to give us an idea of 2010 and projected to 2019, what kind of traffic and cargo we're likely to see.
The study is available online for review and comment at cookinletriskassessment.com. The comment period closes November 30th. I'm Tara Bicknell.